show today, we have Kingdom Mutual Group's very own Jesse Isaac talking about COVID's impact on consumers' financial mindset. Really interesting stuff here from Jesse, so check it out. Everybody, Mike Clausen here with Steve Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Kingdom Mutual's very own Jesse Isaac. Jesse, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Great to be here.
Good. I'm glad to have you on the show. I know you're a busy, busy guy, so we thank you for the few minutes that you're going to hang out with us today. And today we're talking about, you know, consumers' emotional state affecting their financial behaviors during the pandemic. So, and that's actually my first question, Jesse. So how is the consumer's emotional state affecting their financial behaviors during the pandemic? Can you give us a kind of a summary here? What's going on?
Sure, Mike. A few things really stand out here. And I think we recognize that each person is on their own emotional journey through this time. And I think three things really stood out that when we talked with consumers throughout this time. And the first one being that of a scarcity mindset. So this was a realization that consumers had to pull back on spending, prioritize their bills, potentially for the first time ever,
yeah,
and put more away in savings. And, you know, for the unknown that is happening to all of us. And the second trend really is this idea of making trade-offs. And again, many households suddenly found themselves having to make decisions about, you know, what do we pay and when do we pay it, and just employ different strategies to make ends meet. And so we did a survey. We found that 6 out of 10 people actually had to make intentional decisions on prioritization and managing their monthly expenses over the last 12 months. So pretty significant number. And then finally, the third trend I'll highlight really is about resilience. And so there was some positive to this during this time, where consumers had to become their own financial advocates. They had to figure things out, employ different strategies, use different technologies. And so there was some positive there. And that said, though, we also found that those same consumers really are still worried about something negatively impacting their finances in the next 12 months. So, you know, these trends will persist as the pandemic continues and as we each try to find the new normal, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. It seemed like as you're talking, I'm just envisioning this mass deer caught in the headlights type of look that we all had, especially in the initial phases of it all. And like, oh my gosh, how are we going to make ends meet, or how are we going to pay the bills, or how are we going to, you know, it was just this, like you said, this great unknown. And it's still, for a lot of folks, it's still a great unknown. So yeah, to have this information out there. So what does the research indicate consumer attitudes and financial decisions will look like in the future as the effects of the pandemic continue, as we're seeing right now, actually?
Yeah, so we know that the economic conditions have changed, right? And while they have improved, we still found some deeply rooted concerns around paying bills, job security, income, you know, at the extreme end, bankruptcy. And while I touched on the scarcity mindset a while ago and people having to make prioritizations and trade-offs, I think this scarcity mindset is deeply rooted, and it will take some time for consumers to come out of that.
Yeah.
I think balancing that a little bit is kind of this pent-up demand for people in the pursuit of a new normal. And so we'll see a little bit of the balancing, and we probably have seen a little bit of the balancing, mm-hmm. but I look for that to continue. And, you know, we also found this increased sense of confidence, right? Where we, you know, folks, and I mentioned resilience, where folks just believe they can weather the storm and they're better equipped to handle financial adversity. And so we see that. We also see folks turning to different tools. And, you know, we did some surveying in May of this year where 30% of consumers reached out for a short-term loan using a cash advance application. And probably not a surprise to many, we saw about 40% of consumers turn to an installment purchase plan, similar to like a buy now, pay later for an e-commerce purchase. So I think these are things that will continue to rise. We'll see these percentages go up, both as we see consumer confidence rise, spending open up a little bit, but generally as consumers become more aware of what's available to them in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing kind of what shook out from that time, you know, what stuck with us. And the whole buy now, pay later thing, like you mentioned, or the paying stuff in installments, that was one of the things that really kind of came to the forefront, right? It was just, it was interesting to see what the behavior, I just think the consumer behavior was so fascinating during that time. And as we come out, and you know, what sticks digitally and payments as well. So this is probably another goal that you guys had in discovering this information, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're really seeing, you know, buy now, pay later is really a piece of that. But what we're really seeing is the consumer trying to put together this new picture of their finances, and whether it's monthly finances or just planning. And so we're seeing, how do I elongate my cash flow? How do I make it last longer, spend it in different ways? And so we're seeing things like installment purchases rise. And so we certainly haven't seen the end of it. We continue to all read the news and see the progress that buy now, pay later is making. But I think that's really a signal that consumers are just trying to find new ways to manage their monthly income.
Completely. Getting creative, that's for sure. So right. What does that outlook mean for credit union lending, and how should they prepare?
So we know a few things. We know that financial protection insurance continue to be top of mind for consumers. You know, we did ask consumers specifically about whether they feel these types of products are what they would consider good financial planning. And so we asked that question early on in the pandemic, and roughly about 40% of respondents said that they believe that to be good financial planning. Most recently, that number jumped to 55% when we asked that question. So pretty significant jump that financial protection insurance are top of mind and valued by consumers. We did dig a little bit deeper in that and ask, well, what would they like to protect, knowing that's a valuable product and service? And we heard housing unanimously, right? You imagine the definition of the home has taken now through the pandemic. And so housing defined as mortgage or rent in this case. And we also heard credit cards. I want to protect my credit card payment. We know credit cards were a lifeline for many throughout the pandemic and continue to be prioritized and valued today. And then also auto loans. Right. As people pull back on public transportation, maybe looking to get into a personally owned vehicle, we know that protecting those auto payments are mm-hmm. really valuable as well. And then when we asked the follow-up question of, well, what would you like those to be covered in those situations? So we routinely heard protecting against job loss. We protect me against if I'm furloughed, right? Furlough being a new word for many in the pandemic. And then disability and illness were all commonly mentioned. And so ultimately, you know, I do think the pandemic has redefined the consumer mindset for many. And I think credit unions are uniquely positioned to play a really key and pivotal role in helping those members towards a journey on their new pursuit of a new normal.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important, and ultimately will, you know, hopefully deliver a brighter financial future for many of these members and consumers.
Oh, completely. And we all heard story after story after story of amazing things that credit unions did for their members during the pandemic, and it continues hopefully post pandemic. And so those members will be there for the credit unions as well. So it's really cool to see. But yeah, the consumer behavior is just fascinating to see how we were forced to go into the digital realm and how, you know, how it's sticking, and then all the payments that we were just talking about and what's important, you know, the housing, the auto, your job, your health, all that type of stuff. It was just so fascinating to see all the consumer behavior. And you guys have all this data right there at your fingertips now too. So having said that, where can folks go and find this particular findings for the surveys that you guys did?
Yeah, there's a lot of research we've done, and certainly there are many different teams within CUNY Mutual doing this types of research, all aimed at better understanding consumers and members and being a valued partner. And so there'll be some information, I believe, on CUNY Mutual Group websites. I don't have the exact address there, but I would look for more of that coming soon.
Okay, yeah. And we'll find it too. Well, I mean, I know you guys have a whole library of this information on the website, so we'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it as well. Anything else to add here, Jesse? Again, I just find this topic so fascinating.
No, just that it's really exciting times, right? We're learning with credit unions alongside them. And so just excited about the opportunity to share what we're learning and ultimately, help people achieve a brighter financial future.
Yep, indeed. And we are a resilient bunch, so we will get through this for sure. All right, Jesse, well, I'm going to let you get back to work. Appreciate the time as always, and be well, be safe, okay?
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Mike.